I like his this particular presentation of the four satipatthana being connected as one rather than four separate practices.
So it's also, appreciate how he brings up all the scholarly stuff. He knows it, but you can tell he's telling it, but he doesn't have total faith in it. It's just, this is what the scholars say, and then, see it.
And then this is my experience.
Yeah.
Tanchagun Upali is a contemporary of Tanajan Man. I believe they were friends before they ordained.
Yeah, they have a close friendship.
Close friendship.
They're both kind of Ubon boys. Ubon boys make good. But he, as he is Jokun, so he was a. He was an accomplished scholar. And he was. He spent most of his. Later monastic, all his monastic life in Bangkok, because he had to go to complete his studies in Bangkok, and then ended up in the kind of the Sangha hierarchy, given duties, responsibilities, and performed them diligently, but he was always going off and practicing in the forest or going up on Tudong and disappearing from time to time, and leaving his duties behind. And then Ajahn Mun would always stop by and visit him, spend time with him in his monastery in Bangkok. His monastery in Bangkok is now sort of, that's the monastery that's between Siam Paragon and Central World, which are like the biggest shopping centers, and like Siam Paragon is like nothing I've ever seen in my life. I went in one, and it's just very high end. Get some serious shopping done, I? And then there's this forest monastery in the middle of it, because it used to be way out of the city.